Writer David Rakoff gets off some great one-liners in his new collection of essays titled Fraud. On page one, he finds himself painfully breaking in a pair of Timberlake boots for his first ever hike up a mountain on assignment for Outside magazine. Now, mind you, this is a city dweller whose relationship to the great outdoors goes like this, quote, "You want greenery? Order spinach." Twisting off the what he calls potato-like boots, Rakoff wonders if the upcoming trip on a very tiny plane will be his last. Another quote, "Just think the shoes I wouldn't..." Actually, David joins us now. You tell us what... That is a great one-liner. David wonders if upcoming trip on a very tiny plane will be his last. Give me the quote, please.
"Just think the shoes I wouldn't be caught dead in might actually turn out to be the shoes I am caught dead in."
That's the line.
Yes.
Well, welcome, David Rakoff.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well,
the tale.
We haven't told whether you got to the top of the mountain, but I suppose we could...
I made summit.
Hmm.
We call it making summit, Renee.
Now, see, this story, which is, it's a long story, and it could almost be fiction, but it actually happened to you, is pretty much an example of what's in this group of essays. They're taken from work you've done in magazines. They're taken from work you've done on Ira Glass's This American Life. I would say... What they all have in common, although they focus in on all kinds of different subjects, is that you are entering worlds that are more or less foreign to you and trying to in some way make sense of them.
Yes, in some way to not blend in, you know, not go native or anything like that, but to go and try and cover a story from an experiential point of view. So I climbed a mountain, another story. I went to a wilderness survival camp where I learned primitive skills. On another, I went to a Buddhist retreat, you know, things like that.
And did you learn a lesson from that? Did you take away some profound,
profound understanding, a larger insight?
Exactly.
I guess a larger lesson that I generally end up learning is that I'm always going out on these expeditions with the conviction that my signifiers, such as they are, the way I look, the way I act, the way I talk, are going to be either met with complete hostility, or they're going to mark me as a complete outsider. And almost invariably, neither is the case. People just generally don't sort of look at me and see quite the oddball that I feel is being manifest by my presence.
And does that then go back? I mean, were you funny as a kid?
Was I funny as a kid? I don't even know if I'm all that funny right now, but was I funny as a kid? I guess one of the defense mechanisms that I had, yes, was being funny. I was tiny as a child, so some kind of verbal acuity was my means of social currency.
Which, of course, this is not new news, but, you know, which, of course, is a shield, and it's also a way of making people see you and like you.
Sure.
I mean, kids know that.
Very interesting. People generally don't say that. You know, most people say it's a way of making people like you, but you're very astute to say it's a way of making people see you.
One of your stories focuses in on a small family, a couple, mostly Greek immigrants to Canada, and you're a kid yourself, you're a teenager working in their ice cream parlor.
Yes.
And they were actually trying not to be seen, in the sense you believe they were on the lam, as you said.
Well, I did sort of believe they were on the lam, because they had this incredibly glamorous life, or rather, an incredibly glamorous former life. You know, the deposed king of Greece sat at the front table of this ice cream store for a good few weeks, you know, reading the yachting news and drinking root beer floats. And these people had these incredible former lives. You know, he had run a huge pharmaceuticals concern. She was one of the chemists. I think she made Chanel No. 5 or something like that. You know, so these are not people who are generally... The logical assumption to then be lugging a huge tub of Karo syrup up the stairs.
Why don't you read from just there? Why don't you read from page 40? You say the sense one got was this was a couple on the lam for some reason, and then continue reading after that.
All right. "Imagine, if you will, the Queen of France, who, instead of succumbing to the decapitatory charms of the guillotine, is safely spirited away from France to England, along with other fortunate aristocrats. Now resettled, she runs a fish and chip stand in Brighton, where, daily, the tiny golden ship, perched in the frothy waves of her high powdered wig, regularly topples into the deep fat fryer. This will give you a sense of how profoundly strange was Athos and Melina's presence in our midst."
Yes, a number of the essays involve if you're not the strange person in the midst of other people, they're strange in the midst of their world. And in one essay, you talk about yourself as a young editorial assistant at a publishing house. And I'm going to quickly ask you just to briefly read from that period in your life, and it's page 27, an essay called Lush Life.
We were a quorum of spores, a federation of fleas, present yet wholly insignificant. Collectively mobilized, we might at best have hoped to rise up as an unsightly mold or a bothersome itch. Mostly, though, we got drunk. This, we decided, was how we would survive our jobs as assistants in publishing. Youth is not wasted on the young. It is perpetrated on the young.
You know, just a last question. When one reads the stories in Fraud, it seems like you, David Rakoff, put on, or try to put on a sneer. But really,
I try very hard.
And you really succeed.
Work.
You succeed some of the time. But underneath it, you know, this sort of I don't care, and there's a certain carelessness. It seems like you really do, actually, and care. And you care very much.
Busted. I guess, yes, I think that's true. But I hasten to add that I think that everybody does. I mean, I think the only people who actually manage to sustain the sneer are teenagers, you know, and that's why I don't really like to remember my teen years, because I prefer the nuance of kindness. I really do think that something is funnier if it's got a level or two.
Well, you'd have to read the essays to get those extra levels, I suppose.
You'd actually have to buy the book. I don't think you can actually get it from borrowing the book. I think the natural cash transaction has to be made for the levels to really manifest.
The name of the book is Fraud by David Rakoff.